Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. This is Coach Lalisa, and I am your host for the Lalisa Show, heard every weekday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you have tuned in to a show that is here to motivate you, to empower you, to encourage you to do more, be more, have more, be the success that you deserve to be, that you want to be, that I know you can be. Well, sometimes we just need some help, you know. Everybody needs a little help sometimes. Everybody needs a little help, and some of us need a lot of help, and some of us need it a lot of time. Well, I am excited about the show today. I hope you are excited about the show. My topic today, let me tell you exactly what my topic today is about: how to undo a setback. That's right. You have a setback in your life. There is a way to get past that setback. But sometimes people have a hard time moving on. Some people have a hard time going forward. And this is my hypothesis, that sometimes it's because what they need in order to move forward, they first have to take a step back. You know, you've heard it said before. Maybe if you heard this, maybe not. Sometimes you got to take one step back to take two steps forward. You know, sometimes even God will allow us to fall back. Or God will allow us to get into a holding pattern. Or as some of you may have heard the phrase, delayed but not denied. You know, I think about this. This happened to me when I dropped out of high school. I dropped out of high school and trying to make it in the job market without my high school diploma was the setback. It was setting me back. It was holding me up. It was stopping me from doing some things. And so I had to undo that setback. I couldn't just push forward in that setback. I tried, but it brought on problems for me. It actually brought on more problems. I tried my best to move ahead in that setback. And then what happened was I finally got it.
And maybe that's you. Maybe you're that person that you're trying to get ahead, or you're trying to go further, or you're trying to do something big and something more, but somehow it's just not clicking. Somehow things aren't just coming together for you. That could possibly be because you need to, as I said in the announcement of the show today, hit the back button. It's like on your computer, right? How many of you have ever been on the computer and you're working on something, you're doing something, you're working on a document, or you're working on a flyer or a newsletter or a spreadsheet of some sort, and you've gotten some functions down and you've hit the keys and you've done some, put some data in, or you've constructed a sentence, a paragraph, or something that, as you're working, and all of a sudden you realize, well, the format is incorrect, or something moves somewhere where it wasn't supposed to move, and you're not able to complete your document. But what happens is you're not necessarily starting over. You're not going backwards, but you just hit the back button because you want to undo the previous thing that messed you up, or you want to undo the previous thing that isn't letting your document look the way it should look. Or you hit the back button and you undo something that isn't the right information. You put the wrong information in the wrong place. Or maybe you put the right information but in the wrong place. And so you don't just, you know, shut the document down and start all over. You just go back. Sometimes we have our computers, they begin to act up a little bit. One of the programs is not running properly. And what happens? We call it a restore, or we say we're gonna go back. When you do the restore, you ever notice when you do a system restore, because then maybe something's going wrong, some type of virus or something is trying to attack your computer, and the computer will allow you to go back to a previous time when that situation wasn't there. And so just like with a computer, you can understand that concept. And maybe some of you have done that before. I don't know. Have you? I know I've done it quite a few times over my lifetime of being around computers. And I remember when there was a time when I didn't know anything about the undo button. That meant I would have to take it to a specialist. The specialist now is going to charge me anywhere from $100 to $200 or $300 just to tell me, just to do, rather, what I could have done had I known. You know, a lot of times we take our computers to these computer experts, and all they've done was a system restore, because they realize that whatever virus, whatever activity is causing your computer a problem, there was a time before that problem started. And so the computer expert knows that. So the computer expert just takes you back to that time period, but then charges you a lot of money. But had you known how to do that yourself, you could have restored and you could have thought about it and said, okay, last week, Monday, my computer was acting fine. So you could do a system restore. You go back. You basically, it undoes. It goes back to a period when things were going good. And I'm saying that we can look at our lives like that sometimes. Not in every situation, but there are situations that you have to hit the back button. You have to undo the things that caused the problem and go back to an earlier state. So again, when I dropped out of high school, it was causing me problems. So what did I do? I went back. And it's not going back worse. I know people, when they saw the flyer, they thought, "Well, I don't want to listen to that show. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to him. I'm not going back to her. I'm not going back to that mess." No, that's not what we're talking about here. So we're not talking about going backwards. We're talking about going back into something that was a good time. You know, even the Bible tells us, go back to when you first believed. What was it like then? It was great. It was wonderful. Sometimes couples, they get bored with each other, or they get disenchanted with each other or displeased with each other. And what do they try to do? They try to go back to when they were blissfully in love. And when I did go back to a time when everything was going good. And that's what we're talking about here. We need to learn how to do this intentionally for other things, not just a bad marriage or to have a good marriage or for the situation like I named with school. We can do this in other, it's going back the way we're speaking of it here, and that's why I wanted to kind of operationalize the definition of this going back. It's not going backwards, it's going back to a time when things were right, and then picking up from there and going forward. You'll get a lot further ahead in life by doing that than just trying to solve the mess that you're in, because sometimes that mess is unsolvable. You just can't solve it, right? You can't make it up. You can't fix it, for the lack of a better word. Now I am fishing here for a better word, but no, you have to go back. Just like with the computer, it goes back when you're working on a project or you're working on an assignment or you're doing something and you've hit a couple of keys and something goes wrong. You don't just scrap the whole thing. You go back to before that happened. Right? So I went back to school. And that wasn't going back. Going back to school was not going backwards. So you understand the difference in going backwards and doing something. Now, had I gone back to school and then began to play around in college, which is what I did in high school, which caused me to drop out. Had I gone back to school and was continuing to do that type of stuff, not doing homework, not studying, not showing up for class. Those are the three things that will shut down your college success immediately. Not going to class, not doing your homework, and not studying. Right? That is almost impacts everything else, and sometimes it impacts your financial aid. Sometimes it impacts your grades, your test scores. Those three things, if they ever all come together at the same time. But what I'm saying is that, no, that would be going backwards. But going back and going to school and then doing what's right, that's helping to move forward. And then actually you'll end up further along. So I ended up further along than some people who, in terms of education, who just got their high school diploma and stopped right there. Right? And then so me going back, and going back to school, going back and getting what was good, because getting to school was good. It's just that I made some mistakes. But I had to go back. In order for me to succeed when I got to college, I had to go back to my behavior in the seventh grade. In the seventh grade, I had perfect school behavior. Miss Layson, I don't know if she's still alive today, she was my math teacher. If she was on the show right now, she could tell you, yeah, I remember that kid, Lalisa. I remember her. First of all, with a name like Lalisa, you know, back in those days, I don't think there was anybody else with that name. So she was definitely going to probably remember just from the name alone. Everybody else in those days was Brenda, Sandra, Yvonne, Kathy. There were some Lisas, but Lil Lisa, so, you know, kudos to my mom for giving me a unique name, making me stand out. Way back then, she was trying to tell me I was going to stand out, and I tried to live up to it the best I could, just in a negative way. But during that seventh grade, I was doing great in school. So when I started there at Essex County College, I had to go back. I couldn't go back to the ninth grade because by ninth grade, I was a hot mess, skipping school, smoking marijuana, just doing all these horrible, crazy things. So, no, I couldn't go back to ninth grade, certainly couldn't go back. By the time I was in the 10th grade, I really wasn't in school. I was in school in name only. They had my name at Aiken High School, but I wasn't truly a student because I, at that point, I maybe went to class once a week. But, you know, back then you could do that because it wasn't a big, you know, there wasn't a lot of children being murdered during that time. Kids weren't being kidnapped. So you could, you know, skip school and nothing ever happened to you, and you could be hanging out in the streets all day and all night and go on home and nobody ever was the wiser. But and sometimes I would go and, you know, you sign in homeroom and then you leave. That was typically how we did it. You go, you sign in homeroom, and then you leave. Because I went to a high school that it was very open. You had to go outside. It was, they called themselves doing something different and new by having a college-like, in their minds, a college-like atmosphere. So you, the different, they had different buildings. We had like 4 or 5 buildings, and you had to go outside to usually get to another class. So, you know, that wasn't good for me. If I should have been in a high school where when you went in, they locked the door. I probably would have done better, but I took advantage of this going outside, and I would leave. I'd just go right across the street and take the, you know, we'd leave. So, but that's what I mean by going back. And I told that long story, but I had to get you to see that I had to go back. So I couldn't do ninth grade, couldn't go back to ninth grade, couldn't go back. And eighth grade was such a fog for me because, you know, we were just moving to a new community. You know, you're eighth grade, you're just, you know, this teenager, oh my goodness. So that was just a fog. But I remember ninth grade, and I remember some of the eighth. I didn't do much then either, but I was calmer. I was, for some reason, I was a little bit calmer because I was new, couldn't do much. I was just meeting people. But by ninth grade, I was all in, and it was a mess. 10th grade, same situation. 11th grade, even worse. And that was actually the grade that they wanted to keep me back in the 11th grade. I didn't pass through the 12th grade. Had I made it to the 12th grade, I probably would have graduated high school. But when they kept me back in the 11th grade, which wouldn't have been so bad because I was around people that I, you know, at least knew of. I had to stay back, so I was meeting new people. But we moved to another community, and there it started all over. People you don't know, you got to try to fit in, blah, blah, blah. And we didn't fit into this new, we moved to a community that was, we moved from the projects to a community where everyone had their own home. And, I didn't fit in right away because, you know, I couldn't talk about things that those kids could talk about. And, you know, kids can be very cruel when you're different. So, and at that time, I didn't know that I was going to be a writer, because had I known that back then that I wasn't going to be a writer and a speaker, I wouldn't have cared about friends. I would have been at home writing a book, or I would have been at home practicing a speech. But I didn't know. I had no clue. The talents that I use today, I had no idea I had those talents. Writing, speaking, radio show host, train, and none of that. I had no idea. I had no idea. So again, how to undo the setback is that you have to, just like with your computer, when you hit that back button, and you know how on the computer sometimes you have to hit the back button like one time, and then you hit back again, you hit back again. So again, when I decided to go back to school, I couldn't just go back and then go to 12th grade activity because there was none. I couldn't go back to 11th grade activity because that was a mess. Couldn't go back to 10th. That's why I had to hit the back button. I had to keep hitting it until I got to the 7th grade. Then I had good material. Then I had a good foundation. There I had a good start. There I could build so that I could leap. See, once you go back, you're not going to have to start all over. You're going to get what you left there. You're going to get what was good there. And then you're going to leap. And you're going to be able to go much further. You're actually going to be able to go much further because the process of going back, and not backwards, so don't get it twisted, but the process of going back to that better time and getting that good stuff that was there in and of itself becomes your power. Now, here's what I said, is that in the flyer I said how to use your internal back button. So in other words, this is something that's within you. Within you, God has built disability within you to do that, you know. Remember Moses. He killed a man, went out into the wilderness, and hid. But then God sent him back. But he didn't go backwards. But God sent him back to these people that he was attached to before and had him go back and do a great work. Right? Queen Esther, you know, God brought her to the kingdom for such a time that she would able to, in a sense, go back and help her people from Haman. So I'm telling you, there's something to this going back. And again, like I said, if you know the scriptures, you know God says go back to when you first believed. So, you know, going back. But it's not going backwards. It's not going back to your mess. No, we're not talking about that. We're going to talk about going back to before the mess. Before the mess. And some, for some people, you may have to go back to, you know, you were age 5. There was a time, whatever is messed up in a person's life and whatever a person is stuck at, there was a time before that when you weren't stuck, when you weren't a mess, when you weren't a challenge, a problem. There was a time before that. And it could just be an emotional time. It could be a spiritual time. It could be a financial time. It could be a mental time. But, you know, because remember when we came here with, you know, God's, you know, he created us fearfully and wonderfully. The Word of God says we were fearfully and wonderfully made. We were made in his image. We came equipped with some things that will allow us to have a great life, a good life, a successful life. You know, he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I think towards you to prosper you, to give you hope in a future. And then he says that all things will work together for your good, for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And to not teach you this is not going to be good for me, because, you know, when you know something, you have to teach it. And this is what I know, and it's worked for me. It's worked for a ton of other people, and I absolutely know that it will work for you. It's worked for hundreds of other people that I've worked with, and God only knows how many other people that have gotten this through other teachings. Now, maybe I'm saying it a little bit different than the way another coach or the way another motivational speaker or a psychiatrist or whoever says it. Maybe I'm saying it, a counselor, or maybe saying it different, but you get the picture. So that's what my message is today. And, you know, if you have any questions or comments, please share them with me. If you can't dial in, I know some people are in the car, you're driving, you're taking care of the kids, you're getting the kids ready for school, you're doing whatever you have to do. So you can't dial in or you can't hit your number one key. But you can post your comment when you get an opportunity. You can post it on Facebook. There's a Facebook page for the show. There's not a Twitter page for the show, but you can tweet it. There's my page. It's regular Coach Melissa. You can tweet it there and say, oh, you know, Coach Melissa, I really got something out of that message today. Or in addition to what you were talking about, you know, did you think about this? And because, I mean, we're helping people. You know, we're making an impact for some people. And some people are going to go back, for instance, this show, right? Some people are going to go back and listen to this broadcast. But if it wasn't there, people wouldn't be able to. So back isn't always bad. I know some people associate going back with being bad, but no, back isn't always bad. Back is sometimes what you have to do. Back is sometimes you're out. You know, but you have to, we all have that internal back button that we can use it to go back to a better time period. Again, you could be in a bad marriage. Things could be going bad for your marriage. And instead of ditching the marriage and walking off, the two parties could think back. So, you know, it's the same as thinking back for most people. So think back to a time when things were good in the marriage. It may be that first week that you met. Maybe that's all it was. Maybe after that, it was downhill ever since. But that's okay, because that week that you, whenever time, you go back to that, and then you build from there. You go back to that time when things were good. Could be the same thing at work. Let's just say you're on a job, and you work for someone, and somehow things got down the wrong road. Things start not going well. You don't want to just up and quit your job, especially in these times. And you have bills to pay and families to take care of and yourself to take care of. You know, can't just up and quit. So, but you want to have a good time at work. You want to enjoy what you do. You want to love your job and at least be at peace and stress less. So, but you can't tell me that since day one the job has been horrible, because I know that's not true. Because if that's the case, then that's even more scary, because why did you take a job like that? Then how did you even get past the interview? Because I know typically when you interview, people don't hire people that don't look like they want to be there. So at some point, the job had to be something that you did enjoy, something that you did like, something that you were happy to do. So I'm just saying, hit the back button, right, and go back to that period. So for most of us, the back button comes in a couple of shapes. Sometimes it comes in our thoughts. So take our thoughts back to that better time. The same thing with your physical health. You may not be feeling so well. Every day is a little bit of pain here and there. But you can go back in your mind to the time when you were jumping out of bed and running around, running marathons. Think back to that. So there's the mind that can help us. That's that internal back button, your thoughts. They can take you there. And then there's your heart, what you feel in your heart. What did you feel in your heart back then? Maybe back when you were a child, you were happy. Things were going great. You had big dreams of what you were going to do and how you were going to do it and who you were going to do it with. But somehow life has beat you down and set you back. Well, think back. In your heart, go back to how you were feeling then and recreate that feeling. Recreate that time period in your life and then keep going forward. And you'll find yourself leaping far ahead, farther, much farther ahead than you ever would have if you had just sat there and focused on the setback. Don't focus on the setback. Okay? And as a matter of fact, our show on Monday is The Power of Focus. So I don't want to talk too much about focus and ruin things for you for Monday, but that's going to be the topic of the show. And today is a great day. Today is Friday, right? We're talking about how to undo a setback. But Monday, the power of focus. But you're going to have a great weekend. You're going to think so. You got your thoughts. Serves is that internal back button that will allow you to undo your setback. The setback is the thing that's happening right now. If you just focus on it, that's not good. So you want to hit your internal back button. Think back to the time before the mess. Think back to the time before the mess. It may be a little something. It may not even be anything major. But you still need to go back to it, to before that, like we said with the computer. The computer may be acting up a little bit, and you go back to the time before the computer began to act up. So with our thoughts, with our heart, and then with our words, we can also go back. We can begin to, for instance, if things are going bad or things aren't going good in your health life, in your financial life, your relationships, so look at how you're talking. What are you saying? Are you always putting yourself down? Are you always complaining? Are you always saying something negative? But I suspect you weren't always talking like that. So use your words to go back and speak how you used to talk, how you used to talk positive. When you first got that thing, you thought how great it was. When you first got him or her or that job or that business that you started, you were always talking positive. So go back to that. Yeah. So you got those three things that are what you're going to use as your internal. These are your internal. All of these are within your power. You don't have to ask anybody this. You don't have to get anyone's permission. You don't have to sign any document. There's no legal process you have to go through. This is all, you already have it. This is internal. This is that power that you have within you. This is just another form of releasing your power, becoming who you really are. You really are a person that is great and wonderful and awesome. You just have to go back to when you thought that, or when you felt that, or when you said that. So that's the lesson today. Take that lesson, run with it. If you know somebody that needs to hear this message, share this with them. Share this with them so that they can hear and they can do and be. You know, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart somehow that, you know, I didn't get a chance to talk to Bobby Christina and tell her how awesome and powerful and great she is, and how she too has an internal back button that she could go back to those happy times. I know what she was looking for, because I know what it's like with drugs and alcohol. I know what she was looking and searching for, and she had it within her. She just probably didn't realize it. Sometimes you can be around the wrong people. And I'm not saying anything about her situation. I'm just saying. I just feel that. I pray that, you know, I pray that God gives her a second chance. Or a third chance or fourth chance or whatever. I pray if that be his will. If that be his will. If that be God's will. If it be God's will, we know it's done. Because his will be done. So we know if it's God's will, it'll be done. But if it's God's will that, you know, he allows her, if that's what she wanted to do, then that's what she wanted to do. And if it's God's will that he allows that for her, then that's all we can do is say, you know, God, show me. You know, show me what I need to be doing, because it's heartbreaking. It breaks my heart to know that a person could be so sad and miserable and have the internal power to fix their problem. I don't care how bad it is or how not bad it is. It could be something more simple. Maybe you have a situation you'd like me to help you with. Please contact me outside of this broadcast. There's ways that you can do that through email, through Facebook. And some of you even have my private cell number, because you have one of my books. My cell number is in all my books. So you have a way to contact me. If you can contact me, if you need help with finding your internal back button so that you can undo your setback. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great, wonderful, powerful weekend. I look forward to Monday's show. Tell everybody, please, try to get as many people as you can that you know onto the show on Monday. We want to jam up these phone lines. I want to take your questions and hear your comments, because we're going to be talking about the power of focus. All right, thank you for tuning in today. And I'm going to just let you know, when you get that show, that's going to set you, this show, I think this show and the yesterday show and a couple other shows, I think they've really been helping people from what I can see. Even for the show today, we have more live callers today than we've had, and it looks like for the whole week. So I know that this is a show that people definitely wanted to hear. And I know sometimes people don't, you know, when they need help, that's why I do the radio, and that's why I continue to do the radio. Because I know that sometimes people don't always like to let people know that they need help. And that's what happened. That's what happens to people who have to kind of secretly seek out help. They don't want everybody to know they're listening to the show. That's fine. Some people listen for strategies. That's fine too. Some people listen because, okay, you know, we're doing something, and you know, Lalisa's always giving out good tips, and we can use her tips in our stuff. What an honor! I'm glad that people do that. To keep on doing it, you know, that's fine. That's why I do the show. That's why I do the show, so that I can be a benefit or a help to people, whether you're a coach, a motivational speaker, trainer, workshop leader, counselor, or just a person who loves to give advice. And if you, you know, you want to give this advice, it's great. That's what we want. We want people helped. You know, just, you know, every now and again, just, you know, say, hey, you know what? I enjoyed the show. That's fine. That's all you got to say, you know. But we know people are tuned in, especially on a topic like this. We've already got people tuned into the archives. We haven't even got to the archives yet. But the power of focus, the power of focus. All right? So that's all I have for today. Have a great weekend. Hopefully I'll see you at one of the webinars. Hopefully I'll see you. There's a webinar coming up. There's a webinar, and the question is something like this. Do you want to get paid? Who wants to get paid to do what they love? That's going to be the title of the seminar, the webinar. Who wants to get paid to do what you love? You know, I did the show yesterday, how to get paid to do what you love doing. So make sure you get ready for that webinar. You can go to any other webinar. You're welcome to go to the webinars. You can go to anymeeting.com/LaLisaJWilliams. And I'll see you on the other side of success. God bless.